local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Second period of play begins with a fourth down and short. And for the Golden Bears looking for a first down, they're not even going to need to snap the football.
Well, it'll be fourth and one now if they mark off 5 yards on the offsides by Newcastle. Jumped into the neutral zone.
Well, you're right, yeah, because it was
fourth and six.
A little better than five. So,
yep. Like to see Collins maybe just snap it and shove it straight up in there.
They're indicating first down.
Wow.
And I thought that. Watson at the 50 awaiting the snap. Three receivers left, one short side of the field to the right, and Watson up the middle on the run. The 40 tripped up. Otherwise, he might have had the 30, maybe the 25 before pursuit got to him. A run down to the 36-yard line.
Nice run option there. Kept the ball straight up the middle. Greaser, you said if Greaser doesn't tackle him, Watson picks up maybe 10 more, maybe more.
Two wide receivers far left. Dom Willman, one of those into the ballgame, far left. Two receivers come to the right. Shelbyville with Watson again, faking it to Merrick, keeping it himself, and sliding after the tackle down to the 30-yard line.
Spears on that tackle.
That'll move the chain. Shelbyville another first down, and they're picking up yardage in chunks with Watson running the football. Couple receivers left, one short side of the field to the right. Halfback is Bowman, and there's a lot of motion out there as the Bears also bobble the snap back at the 40, or check that, the 35-yard line. And the penalty's going to be on Shelbyville for about three false starts.
I know Shelbyville's got some momentum, and they want to keep this up-tempo offense, but there comes a time where you've just got to slow yourself down. Make sure everybody's set, especially when you have these conditions. You want to make sure all the details are taken care of before that ball is snapped.
So the ball back to the 35 remains first down, first and 15. Four receivers, three to the left. Watson shows the ball to Merrick, keeps it himself up the middle. 30-25, breaks through a tackle, runs over another man inside the 20-yard line to the 17.
Yeah, number 28. Whoop. Is that Bumbalo out on defense?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Shelbyville moving the football via the ground game on this rainy, messy night and into the Newcastle red zone in a one-score ball game.
Yeah, Watson's had great success on this drive.
Merritt set off his left shoulder. Matt Merritt will get it this time and finds room over the left guard. Still on his feet, dragging guys down near the 10-yard line. Do they give him the 10, or is it first down just outside of it?
Beck with the tackle for Newcastle.
It's an 8-yard gain for Merritt. And brings up second down and about three. Watson. Oh!
Oh, boy.
Watson, you look to hand off to Merritt. He didn't do that. And I wondered if there was a bobble as long as it took Watson to go, because then he got drilled in the backfield.
Is that Urlacher flying in there?
It might as well have been.
Number 21, Spears flying in from his linebacker position and just takes Watson down quick. My goodness.
That'll put it back to the 14. Be a loss of about four. And set up a third down and six. Snap for Watson. Tries to give to Merritt. He gets through one tackle. He drags a couple of more guys and gets more than I thought he was going to be able to get. Down inside the 10. Just outside the 7.
Yeah, nice second and third effort there. Rayner was able to hold on to him and prevent him from picking up that first down.
So it will show as a fourth down.
And one. Are they going to move the sticks again?
Are they dropping them? They do drop them. So if I never saw an indication of a first. It went to fourth on the chains.
Yeah.
No indication on the field that I saw. But now, apparently, the first down in play. Shelbyville is first and goal to go from near the 7. I thought it was enough, but they didn't indicate it. Hand off Merritt. No, Watson's going to take it from him and power his way down inside the 5 to the 3.
Braden Miller on the tackle for Newcastle. Watson inside the 5-yard line, getting close to tying this game up here.
Second down and goal coming up. 7-0 Newcastle, but the Bears are threatening here in the second period. Merritt being directed to go off the left shoulder in the backfield of Watson. Watson the snap, the give to Matt Merritt right up the middle, caught around the knees and dropped down around the 3.
Spears with his 6th tackle already.
Spears tackles a lot like his name. It's just right up in your face, straight on, and a collision. Third down and goal. Timeout defensively by Newcastle. Shelbyville threatening with 8:53 left to go, first half. Newcastle 7, Shelbyville nothing on Giant FM.
The Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Got to get it in the end zone now as they face third down and goal from near the 3-yard line. It's been Watson and Merritt running the football on this drive as the rain continues its steady fall. It's been a pretty brisk shower here since early before kickoff. Shelbyville the snap, Merritt a blocker, Watson a runner. He's in the end zone. Landon Watson, rushing touchdown. And the Golden Bears an extra point away from tying this ball game. Shelbyville with really its second meaningful touchdown of the year. Last year they scored first and didn't score again for a long time, I know, but had the early lead, and now one that's got them in this ballgame down by a point is Colin Miltz is the holder. Tim Clark serves as the extra point kicker. It's on the way, and it is no good. Newcastle maintains a one-point lead at 7-6. Last week, Shelbyville went for two on two occasions, converted one of those with Dom Willman. Had an extra point blocked by the special teams player of the week in the conference, Nate Sutherland. He blocked a punt as well and had a return for a touchdown. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, Newcastle. 7-6 lead with a lot of time left to go here in the first half. Speaking of Delta, they've got a two-touchdown lead at Yorktown tonight.
After one quarter there, like I said, good opportunity for the Eagles to get to 2-0 in the conference.
So with Newcastle kicking off on a couple of occasions in this game, one recovered by Newcastle, another that darn near almost was again, a little short kickoff that haven't gone 10 yards downfield. Let's see what Shelbyville decides to put into play on what is becoming a more and more difficult field to play on right now with all of the rain coming in.
Yeah.
The ball...
Hey, if I'm Shelbyville here, I'd do exactly what Newcastle's done to you. Put this ball in between the 40 and the 30 and see if you can't get something here with a wet football. Almost an onside, but not quite. Kind of a pooch it. I'd pooch it right over the top of the initial line and see what happens.
Tim Clark has the ball in the middle of the field. That
right
placement foot looks like it's going right into the biggest puddle on the field right now. Shelbyville fans out across the 35 and time for a Shelby Materials kickoff, and Clark will send it away, spiraling down to the 15-yard line. Return to the 20. 25 up the middle, 30. 35, Shelbyville misses a tackle, 40-45, and near midfield and across midfield to the 47. Newcastle getting something big in special teams.
Yeah, Dakota Sosby there probably prevents a touchdown as he grabs the return man, Dakota Durek, from behind.
Officials will put the ball at the 49 of Shelbyville, so Newcastle starts on the Bears' side of the 50 with 8:39 left to go in the half. Working off the far right hash mark. And did I mention that it's raining? I think I did. Raining.
As long as it stops before I've got to make the trek to my car after the game, I'm okay.
First down, 10, Newcastle, following the kickoff return. Barber wiping his hands on the towel, drops to throw and looks deep and actually had a man in double coverage as he tried to cut back to the football in the middle of the field but couldn't get there. It falls incomplete.
I just don't think you're going to get anything that far downfield, maybe across the middle. But something 30, 40 yards plus, I'm just not sure you're going to get that tonight.
Cheshire, the receiver here on our near broadcast side to the left of the offense, short side of the field, you'll find Bumbleow. Two other receivers mixed in there, including Regal. One running back on second and 10, and a handoff right into the heart of the Bears' line. Gets maybe a yard. Third and 9 coming up. Gage Burke on the carry.
Caleb Barrett with his third tackle.
And did the rain just pick up?
I think it did.
Is that possible? I actually took one headset off an ear. Maybe I'm just hearing it for the first time.
No, it's definitely picking up.
Under 8 minutes left in the half. Newcastle third and 9. Bumbleow with direct snap. Dancing around to the backfield, looking for room off the right side. And finally escorted out of bounds near the 45. He'll get 4. It'll bring up 4th and about 5 for Newcastle. Fourth down. 3 receivers set left. 1 short side of the field to the right. Newcastle another look over to the sideline. And now the quarterback settles down and looks for the snap as we go under 8 minutes in the half. 4th and 5. The ball snapped, bobbled. Shelbyville a hit in the backfield, and the Golden Bears have recovered a fumble. Jet Coles on the recovery,
yeah.
And I think Caleb Barrett gets the credit for the hit that made sure that ball that was already being fumbled around stayed loose.
Yeah, Newcastle really just unorganized from the beginning on that one, and Shelbyville in really good shape here in Newcastle territory already with 7:43 to go in the second.
And in the second period of a game, Shelbyville plays for the lead.
That's right.
Jet Coles, who has an interception return for touchdown, now has a fumble recovery, and the Bears have the football, 1st and 10 from the Newcastle 48. Watson to throw on first down, throws it deep, and he's got a man complete, breaks one tackle, another tackle, and down the 5-yard line. The ball comes out, Shelbyville recovers, and takes it into the end zone for a touchdown.
Is it Willman?
It's unconventional, but the Bears on a reception, a long run, and then fumble recovery take it into the end zone for their first lead. Colin Miltz on the recovery and the credit for the touchdown.
Right place, right time. Picked it up and ran about an extra 6 or 7 yards.
Shelbyville to try the extra point. They do not get the kickoff, so the Bears have failed in both of their PATs. On your First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, 7.5 to go first half. Shelbyville leading Newcastle by a score of 12-7. The old better lucky than good.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of good in that play, but a luck, well, that played a factor.
Yeah, absolutely. Right after I said I don't think you're going to get anything downfield, Shelbyville connects, and they are lucky. That ball bounced right up into Miltz, and he was able to scoop it cleanly and run it right into the end zone.
Shelbyville taking advantage of a turnover. And even though it came on fourth down, Newcastle never had a chance to punt, never had a chance to maybe at least move the ball downfield. They ended up giving up some yardage on a play in the backfield, and the Bears quickly make them pay for it.
Here's a big 6A score at halftime. Center Grove, 14. Ben Davis, 8. Carson Steele, 2 TDs for Center Grove.
Tonight's wet and rainy high school football being brought to you by Rush Shelby Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Caning Equipment, solutions for your agricultural needs, and Clark Orthodontics with great orthodontics and terrific smiles. Clark Orthodontics in Shelbyville.
Willman was the initial receiver on that.
Took it inside the 5-yard line. And Shelbyville set to go with a Tim Clark Shelby Materials kickoff, and this one will ground right into the front line of Newcastle, who makes a clean stop on the ball and a recovery for good field position at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know if that was meant to be that way, but I don't mind the idea there. You've got Newcastle a bit on their heels and good opportunity to maybe catch them sleeping.
Well, I'm telling you, last week, especially last week, Tim Clark with the soccer-style punts, I swear those balls were going right by people's ears, but he still is kicking or punting for 47 average.
Yep, I was gone last week, but I remember that at Franklin 2 weeks ago.
First and 10, Newcastle. Trojan football with Bumbleow, the direct snap, runs all the way to the left, changes his course deep into the backfield, all the way to the 30-yard line, and he's got room on the sideline. Shelbyville territory, cuts between two men and breaks it between two men in the secondary to go 56 yards, no flags, for the touchdown.
Initially, the Bears had it played perfectly as Bumbleow was running to his left. Coles and the entire defense had the edge set. Bumbleow athletic enough to take it all the way back across the field and down the other sideline for a touchdown.
He is so, so dangerous.
Even in these conditions.
56-yard touchdown run, Luke Bumbleow. Newcastle regains the lead by a point, pending the extra point try. Number three is Sevenson, a junior. Came into the game 13 of 13 on extra points. He's been good here tonight on both tries. That one good. And on the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard, Newcastle regains the lead at 14 to 12.
Just like that, Bumbleow, that's what Bumbleow can do. When you have an athletic-type player, he can change the game and turn the momentum right back in your favor. And he did right there.
High school football, Giant FM Sports, being brought to you by CGS. Reduce, reuse, recycle. By Harvester Financial Credit Union. Courteous, friendly, quality service for our members. And by the Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition. Your ideas, our resources, solutions that work. Rain has been pouring down steadily since a few minutes before kickoff. But no lightning, no major weather concerns. It seems to be a calm night outside of that for football. Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. Ball at the drier side of the 40 on the right of our viewing area from the press box, and a little pooch kick over the front line. Shelbyville with one man there to get a shot at it. He missed it initially. They'll fight for the football, and Shelbyville somehow gets it back, retains possession, and we'll see right around the 40-yard line, maybe back to the 39 is where they'll place this football, and first and 10.
I thought Shelbyville's best option there was if the ball would squirt out of bounds, because it did not look good for them to recover, but they do. And now need to continue that offensive momentum they've created here in the second.
You expect to see another throw downfield or more Watson and Merritt running up the middle?
I'd go back to the Watson up the middle.
7:06 to go in the half, 14-12. Shelbyville now down by a pair. Watson shows the ball to Merritt, keeps it himself, and trudges forward across the 40, maybe the 42. Yeah. Let's call it a pickup of four.
Good pickup on first down. Sears with number seven tonight in the tackle column.
Watson with 53 yards rushing on nine carries tonight.
Hard count there, trying to get Newcastle to jump. They did not. Watson resets, and he'll go now.
Second and six. Watson to throw on second down, complete, and it'll be for first down yardage and a few yards more across the 50 down to the 47-yard line. Trying to pick up the receiver's number across the way. That's Willman, number 12.
Yeah, tackled, it looks like, by Greaser, number 24. His jersey's kind of bunched up, but it's hard to tell, 21 and 24 apart.
Shelbyville, the first down in Newcastle territory at the 48.
Nice pass by Watson. Good job to hold on to the ball.
Three receivers right, one out to the left. Ball bobbled by Watson, and he does the smart thing. Yep. He falls on it. It'll be for a large loss, but the Bears keep hold of the football.
Rainer will actually not get credit because once you're down, you're down. I'm not watching NFL football here.
That's this weekend, and, well, last night.
Yeah.
18-12 Philadelphia win over Atlanta.
Not much in the first half, but if you stayed up late, it was an entertaining second half. The Eagles held on to win.
Eagles keep throwing to Nick Foles instead of Foles doing so well throwing to anybody else. A run up the middle. Shelbyville gets them back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third down to 10. Matt Merritt with his 13th carry of the night for 34 yards. Coming up at halftime, brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell. We'll take a look at the numbers of this first half and scores from around the area. Third and 10. Watson runs up the middle. Gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. Good strength by that 6'3 quarterback. He'll run through the tackler, drag him a couple of yards down to the 45. And Shelbyville now with 4th and 7, and if history, albeit a short history through a few weeks, tells us anything, they're likely to go for it right here. See if a hard count maybe could pull Newcastle. Skill players take a look at the sideline. Still 14 seconds on the play clock. And a snap, the ball bobbled, and Watson's going to have to fall on it again. Back behind the 50 to the 48-yard line, the Bears will really not even get a play on fourth down, and they'll give it to Newcastle with very good field position at the Bears' 48.
Yeah, already into Bears' territory, and a big defensive stand needed here by Shelbyville. They can't give more points right back to Newcastle here and expect to stay in this game. Somehow the defense has to come up with a big play.
I think we're going to see Bumbalo in the direct snap area of the football, ready to direct this offense on first and 10 with 4:41 left to go in the first half. It does come to number 28. He feels for room on the right side, stands, looks, great patience and vision, and then, boom, explodes up the right sideline and goes for 6. He waited and waited and waited and then gone.
Yep. Great blocking ahead. Couldn't tell exactly. It looked like Cheshire again, number 4, with a great block. And it also looked like 34 Gage Burke leading the way. And Bumbalo, once he hits that hole, boom, he's gone.
Stops the clock with 4:29 to go in the half as Newcastle extends the lead. And Sevenson on to try the extra point. Bumbalo with his third rushing touchdown, this one from 48 yards out.
I thought Bumbalo might play a bigger factor in the running game than he had in the first 3 weeks.
Sevenson's extra point on the way.
And that's important. Keeps it's the good. Game at 8.
Oh, no, it's off. I apologize. Yes, off the mark. So with 4:29 to go in the half, Sevenson misses for the first time this year. And on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, it's an 8-point lead for Newcastle. High school football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by D&B Cabinets, crafted to last a lifetime. Cagney's Pizza King, something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's. And by Christian Electric, big enough to handle any problem, small enough to care. You do not want to give Newcastle the ball at the 48-yard line again before you go to the locker room.
What Shelbyville needs to do here is keep the ball in control. Don't turn it over. At worst, you run the clock all the way down to halftime and you go in down 20-12. They need a long offensive possession here.
Shelbyville mixing in some new personnel for kickoff. Every kickoff that Newcastle has brought,
you got to secure.
It's been a wait and see who's got the football.
Yeah. And Shelbyville needs to be ready for another onside kick. Newcastle's not gone away from it. I don't expect him to here either. Number 3, Skyler Stevenson, a junior kicker. He's been doing it well tonight.
He's back with the Shelby Materials kickoff. Shelbyville up tight at the 40 on that second line of the receiving corps. This is going to be more of a line drive kick downfield. It skips off Elijah Sims. He's going to have to go back and retrieve it inside the 5 and now look to make some space up the field. He's outrun a few tacklers, makes a man miss, another man miss near the 10, but too much Newcastle pursuit. He'll be brought down, I think, inside the 15, back to the 13-yard line. Yeah,
Derek Aminette, the junior special teams player with the tackle there. Sims got as much as he could, and like I said, the clock is your friend here. You want to use as much of it as you can, even if you don't score on this possession. If you're a Bear, you'd like to at least go into halftime 20-12 and keep your defense off the field to finish this second quarter.
Willman wide left, Milt's inside of him, Riley Stevens wide receiver to the right, and Watson with Merritt joining him in the backfield. Snap, handoff, Merritt, can he get to the outside? Not going to be able to turn the corner, but decent yardage on first down beyond the 15, nearly the 18-yard line. And except for use of timeout, Shelbyville, a couple of first downs is going to eat up a good piece of this 4 minutes on the clock.
But even right now with this play clock, they've got to be patient and utilize that clock. I just feel like that's very important with these conditions and what Bumbalo's been doing here lately.
Play clock at 15 as Shelbyville's offense comes set. Snap of the football, a throw, Milt's a catch, shakes one tackler, shakes another, gets up the right sideline, and then crunched hard out of bounds.
Great individual effort. Milt's did not have anywhere right away, made a guy miss, made a second guy miss, and ends up getting that first down. Big pickup for Milt's.
Across the 25, 27-yard line, gain of 9 on the pass play, and Milt's came in leading the team in catches with 13. Does stop the clock. 3:35 left to go. Shelbyville will head right to the line of scrimmage with two receivers. Clock running at 3:20. Newcastle on top, 20-12, as we get late in the first half. Ball out to the 33-yard line. Gain of 4. Matt Merritt again shaking a tackle near the line of scrimmage. Skirts it back into the left and gets across the 35 to the 36 for a gain of 3. I've got Matt Merritt already with 16 carries in this game. Third down, Shelbyville. Merritt a run up the middle. Good push by the line of scrimmage, but hang on, a flag comes down, and it's thrown in the area of the secondary of Newcastle. So from that direction, right now Matt Merritt's easily got a first down out to the 43.
And Watson's acting like they're wanting to decline this. He may have overheard the officials. We'll see what the call is. It is declined. A call on the defense.
Penalty against Newcastle. Merritt will decline. Result of the play, a first down for Shelbyville.
Substitution penalty.
Too many men on the field?
I think on Newcastle.
Yeah.
Shelbyville will take the play. It's a 7-yard run. It's another first down, and now the Bears may start to get a little more interested in trying to create something downfield as Merritt drives his way through two tacklers and brought down at the 49. That'll be a gain of 5. 2:25 to go, and Shelbyville still has timeouts to work with.
Spears with his 9th tackle on the night, nearing double figures. That's
again,
something I say in the winter.
I know. Again, a huge number. He had 23 in this game a year ago. Second and 6, they'll call it. Merritt looking for room left side, and Newcastle able to hold things up a bit, and the ball comes popping into the air and going backwards, but it happened after whistles were heard. That play whistled dead. Down and long. Third and, let's see, about 7 coming up after a timeout.
Good timeout here, Cole. Everybody needs to be on the same page. A big first down needed here because a minute 48 is plenty of time for Bumbalo and Newcastle's offense to get plenty more.
High school football, Giant FM Sports, being brought to you by Color Palette, your trusted home improvement team, by Olinger Insurance, Auto, Home, Life, and Business, and Health Insurance. Seek Keith Limpus with Olinger Insurance, and by Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life. Speaking of the colors, I got the annual press release. Brown County's got their Leaf Cam up and running.
Yeah, I saw that. I know you'll be watching. You're a Leaf guy.
It's going to be coming pretty quick, I think.
You have always been a foliage guy, and I've known this about you, and I've respected it.
What?
Up until you've always been a big Brown County guy. A picnic and a nice Sunday.
I've rarely picnicked. Here's Landon Watson. Oh, I thought maybe something would open it up the middle, but everything comes to a close when
yep.
Spears is in the neighborhood and called a gain of a yard.
Careful here now. Fourth and five. This is a critical play in this game, John. If Shelbyville has any chance to win, they've got to pick up this first down because Newcastle will put more points on the board, I promise you.
A minute 20 left. Shelbyville positioning everybody offensively with plenty of time on the play clock. Three receivers left, receiver to the right. Watson, a snap, gives the ball to Merritt. No, he does not. Watson's got it up the middle, and he's got good yardage across for a first down and more to the Newcastle 35-yard line. Ooh. It'll go for 17, and the Bears keep the ball away from Newcastle.
Yep.
One and two still have an opportunity to score.
Gutsy play call there by Shelbyville's staff. Gutsy, good play by Watson.
They'll mark it inside the 36 of Newcastle. 65 seconds left, and the clock will now run after they position the football. Watson bringing Merritt from right to left with him in the backfield. Snap low, picked up by Watson, throwing on first down and through the hands of his intended receiver, incomplete. Stops the clock with 48.6. Colin Miltz is target. Shelbyville, no huddle, getting everybody back from the receivers who had run downfield, now looking sideline. Second down and 10 from the Newcastle 36. Off the right hash, snap. Watson on the draw will keep it up the middle, inside the 30, give him the 29. It's a gain of 7. Let's see if Shelbyville wants to use one of their timeouts. Looks like they won't. They'll get everybody quickly back on the line of scrimmage. Game clock down to 35 seconds. Third down. Watson to throw. Pumps. Looks right. Nothing there. And eventually goes down back at the 34.
Rainer right there. And the Bears will use a timeout now.
Loss of 3. And back to the 34, timeout Golden Bears. And the rough thing is, on a night where, again, the wind's blowing across the field, but if it's in the face of anybody, it would be the Bears' offense. Almost any other night, you're getting close to Tim Clark being in field goal position, but not tonight.
Not tonight, and you don't feel confident because you've missed two extra points already, so it's all or nothing here, probably on fourth and sixth.
American Family
Insurance. John Lytle, we will take a look at first half numbers, try to catch up on some scores from around the area. It's the younger ladies' cheerleader night, so
tough night.
A lot of the kids out there tonight.
I know we've got some parents listening out in their cars just waiting for halftime to come out here and watch their little ones.
Landon Watson awaits a snap, standing at his 38-yard line. It's fourth and six. Watson to throw. He's got time, steps into it. He's got a man downfield, and through the hands, incomplete. That could have been for six.
Good throw by Watson. Tough conditions for Merritt. I know he wanted that one bad. Got to come down with that.
There was a white jersey out in front in the neighborhood, and you wonder if that might have played a factor.
Maybe.
That ball goes incomplete, and Newcastle will at least touch it offensively with 17 seconds.
But I really think that's a win for Shelbyville. Let's hope they don't do something here in 17 seconds defensively to give up a score. But if nothing else, you do go into halftime still with a chance to win this game.
No doubt about it. We will see Bumbleow take the direct snap and creative, innovative.
Don't over pursue. Don't over pursue him here. You can give up yards. You don't want to give up the big one. Now
ball
watch him throw.
33, Bumbalo to throw. It goes up in the air, jump ball, and Chesser may have made that catch.
He did. Well, the Bears defenders turned their back on the ball. Nobody saw where the ball was. It was up for grabs, and Shelbyville had no idea where it was at.
Chesser, a 25-yard grab. Timeout, Newcastle. A pass that looked as much like a punt as anything. Yeah. It spiraled up. Came down, double coverage in the neighborhood, and Chesser made contact with the ball. He spun, ended up falling facing the right direction, and held on to it really with one hand, taking it to the ground.
Well, Dusenberry was running with his back to the ball. It was as it was flailing through the air. If he would have been able to see it, he at least knocks it down, if not picks that off.
So the clock with the timeout stops with 8.1 seconds, and if you're Newcastle, maybe two plays, but you can really just bank on one right now.
Yeah. Well, I think your best play is to try to get Bumbalo into some sort of a run. And
You think he's good at that?
I think he's shown some glimpses tonight with the ability to put one in the end zone, and if I'm Shelbyville, I'm pretty nervous that he's going to do it again right now.
New football on the field, Shelbyville 45-yard line with 8.1 seconds. Three receivers right, one receiver left. And Bumbalo in the backfield calling for the snap. Bumbalo gets it, rolls right, beats the pursuit, now tucks the football and runs. Stop and go, and then drives forward and ends up, I think, shy of a first down, and the clock expires in the process. We have a one-score ball game headed to the locker room at a soaked McCann Stadium. First Bank, Shelbyville scoreboard, Newcastle 20, Shelbyville 12.